안녕하세요, 여러분.
안녕하세요, 여러분.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
My name is 현우선.
My name is 경은최.
And the name of this podcast, awesome website, is Talk to Me in Korean. And you're listening to Level 4, Lesson Number 5. And in this lesson, well, unlike usual, we are not looking at a verb conjugation or a grammatical pattern or a sentence structure, but we are looking at a word.
네, 그게 뭐죠?
You want to know what the word is?
네.
Everyone, do you want to know what the word is?
당연하죠.
Maybe they already know if they checked the title of this lesson.
맞아요.
Well, we're looking at the word for you in Korean.
당신.
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 Well, actually, if you look up the word you in a English-Korean dictionary, this word
당신
will come up.
네.
Right? 당신.
당신.
I said earlier that we're looking at the word for you in Korean, but in fact, 당신, well, this is not exactly the word for you.
네, 맞아요.
Right? A lot of people make the mistake of saying
당신
just because they want to say you, but you have to be really, really careful if you want to say 당신.
네, 당신이라는 말을 쓸 때는 조심해야 돼요.
정말 조심해야 돼요.
정말 정말 조심해야
돼요.
You
have to be really, really, really careful. Because 당신 has several meanings.
네.
So, what does 당신 mean, basically?
당신 basically means you.
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 But, like we said, you have to pay attention to how you use it. So, how about we say this? Basically, we recommend you not to use it.
네, 맞아요.
Ever, ever, okay?
네.
Don't use it at all.
쓰지 마세요.
쓰지 마세요. It is good enough to understand what 당신 means.
네.
But if you understand well enough and if you know exactly in what cases, like what kind of situations you can use 당신, it is okay then, right?
네, 맞아요.
But otherwise, don't use 당신. But now let's look at in what kind of situations you can safely use the word 당신.
네.
Alright?
네.
So, number one, you can use the word 당신 when
you are angry at someone and you don't mind fighting with that person.
Okay, that sounds interesting. And number two, you can use the word 당신 when you are translating from a foreign language and you must have a word for you. For example, in natural context, you might already know who that you is by reading many lines beforehand. But if you have to translate just one word, you don't know. You don't have a clue as to who that you is. The name of that person who goes by you in that sentence, you don't know. So you have to say you, but in Korean, usually people just say the name of the other person and add 시. Like when I address 경은, I don't say you, right?
네.
There's no word. I mean, in 반말, I can say 너.
네.
But in 존댓말, I have to say 경은 씨.
네, 경은 씨, 현우 씨.
Exactly. So in formal situations, when I suddenly want to turn around and talk to 석진, and I won't say you, like I won't say this word 당신.
네.
I will say 석진 씨는 blah blah blah.
네, 맞아요.
All right. And number three, you can use the word 당신 when
you are writing or singing a song.
Exactly. This is for the same reason as number two.
네, 맞아요.
Yes. Songs are for everybody.
네.
Songs are usually not written for just one person or people who have this particular name.
네.
So if a song talks about you or the other person, whoever it is, it might have the word 당신.
네, 노래 가사에 있는 당신이라는 말은 좀 좋은 것 같아요. 괜찮은 것 같아요.
Exactly. The word 당신 in song lyrics kind of sounds good.
네.
Sometimes people learn through Korean songs and they memorize a very nice sentence from a song and they use it to their friends and their friends are embarrassed
네.
when they hear the sentence because the sentence might include the word 당신.
맞아요.
And in real life situations, if someone says 당신, it's like, hey, you want to fight with me? All right?
네.
All right, situation number four. You can use the word 당신 when you are addressing your spouse. This is usually particularly common among middle-aged or older people.
네, 젊은 사람들은 그렇게 안 하죠.
young people don't really do that.
네.
So neither, well, nobody in the Talk to Me in Korean staff is married yet, mm-hmm. but our parents, 네. for example, my father mm-hmm. sometimes calls my mother 당신.
네, 맞아요.
And what about your parents? Do they use the word 당신 to each other?
아니요.
They don't?
네.
Yeah, it depends on the person, but many people who are middle-aged, they call their spouse 당신.
드라마에서 그리고 많이 봤어요, 저는.
Yeah, you get to hear that often in TV dramas, right?
네.
Okay, so that is one more situation where you can use 당신. And also, we have one more usage, and this is very, very rare.
네.
Right? So, you can use the word 당신 if you are talking about someone who is not there, who is not here, in an honorific way, and you want to say he or she. So we will have to explain a little more about this, but basically this is it.
네, 맞아요.
These are some situations or cases where you can use the word 당신 safely.
Then these situations are very specific.
Exactly.
Then how should our listeners say you in Korean?
Well, that is a very good question. And well, let's say our listeners are speaking in 반말
네.
to their friends. And then in that case, they can say 너.
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 너 is the word for you.
네, 맞아요.
너.
너.
So if they are using a topic marker and saying, well, as for you or you blah blah blah, they can say 너는.
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 For example, 너는 내일 뭐 할 거야? What are you going to do tomorrow? Or 너는 뭐 마실 거야? What are you going to drink? Things like that. And if you want to use the subject marker in the sentence and say 너 plus 가, you have to change it to
내가.
내가, but in real life situations, people say
네가.
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 In actual spoken Korean, the word is pronounced as 네가.
네, 네가.
Instead of 내가.
네, 맞아요.
Because it might be confusing with I.
네, 맞아요. 발음이 yeah. 비슷해서.
Yes. In writing, I and you are totally different, but you'll see what we mean if you look at the PDF.
네, 맞아요.
All right. So using the topic marker, it is
너는.
And using the subject marker, it is
네가.
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 Yeah. So you can basically use the word 너.
네.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
In
반말.
Exactly. And that was 반말. And if you're speaking in 존댓말, which is more common, I guess, you just say the name of the other person and add words like 씨 or 님 after the name, right?
네.
Or a word that describes his or her position or job. For example, what do you say when you want to say something like you to me?
현우 씨.
현우 씨.
현우 씨.
Only in formal situations.
맞아요.
In casual situations, you say?
너.
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 Perfect. So if you want to ask me, do you have time now? You say?
현우 씨, 지금 시간 있어요?
Or you can just drop the 현우 씨 part and say?
지금 시간 있어요?
So even if you don't have the part for you in the Korean sentence, everybody understands.
네, 맞아요.
Because you're saying, you have time? No, you're not saying you. You're saying, have time? Looking at me? And I know that you're asking me. And everybody around us knows that you are asking me, not anybody else.
맞아요.
So you don't need the word you in the Korean sentence.
네, 그냥 지금 시간 있어요? 라고 물어보면 돼요.
Yeah, it's like, got time? And for example, if I am talking on the phone and I am calling you, 경은.
네.
And I don't say you to you because it's rude. I say 최경은 선생님.
네, 맞아요.
Or just say 선생님.
선생님.
선생님 지금 어디예요?
선생님 어디예요?
Or 최경은 선생님 어디예요?
최경은 선생님 어디예요?
Yes, just like this. I can even just say the social status or the title of that person.
네, 당신 어디예요? 이렇게 안 써요.
No, no, never. Never use 당신.
당신 지금 시간 있어요?
No. If you say 당신 지금 시간 있어요, that either sounds very, very weird, or it might indicate that these two people are married, right?
아니면 싸울 때, 당신 지금 시간 있어?
Yeah.
Like that.
Can you make it sound more scary?
Okay.
Or serious? Please, give it a try.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, the situation is, 경은 is angry at someone.
I can't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's give it a try one more time later. All right. 네. So again, as I was saying, you can just say the social status or the title of the person. So for example, if you're in a taxi and you want to talk to the taxi driver
네.
and you know that taxi drivers are called 기사.
네, 기사.
And you want to be polite, so you add the word
님.
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 And together it is
기사님.
So if you want to say, do you or do you know this place or please, can you do something, right? You want to say the subject, which is you, but in Korean you say
기사님.
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 So if you want to say, could you let me off here? You say
기사님 여기에서 내려주세요.
Yeah, basically you're saying, hey, driver, sir, let me get off here.
네.
Alright. So, 경은 씨.
네.
Do you sometimes call like service centers? Like if your phone is not working or something like that, do you often get to talk to people who are working in the service industry?
네, 가끔 통화해요.
What do they call you?
고객님.
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 They mean you.
네.
In English.
맞아요.
But in Korean they say
고객님.
What is 고객?
고객 is a customer.
Exactly. And 님 is just honorific.
네.
Polite. So they call you
고객님.
Everybody is 고객님.
네.
And, if you walk into a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
if the restaurant owner asks you if you need anything else, what do they call you?
손님.
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 Again, 고객님 and 손님 are all social status.
네.
Right? So you are 고객님 to them.
네.
So they use the word 고객님 instead of the word 당신.
네, 맞아요.
They never say 당신 and just say 고객님,
고객님.
Or 손님,
손님
or 경은 씨
네.
or 최경은님,
네.
etc. All right, that is all of our explanations. And let's look at some sample examples.
네, 좋아요.
All right, in the case of usage number one,
네.
where you are angry at someone and you don't mind fighting with that person, either verbally or physically, yeah, let's see how well you act.
네.
or... Just be yourself. 경은 씨, how
네.
do you say when you're angry at someone, how do you say, hey, what are you? Or who do you think you are?
네.
In a very angry voice. How do you say that?
연기하는 거예요. 절대
yeah, okay, okay.
제가 그런 적이 없어요.
Of course you're acting. Of course, of course.
당신 뭐야?
당신 뭐야?
당신 뭐야?
당신 뭐야?
당신 뭐야?
Yeah, you would hear that like...
저희가 연기를 너무 못하니까... 도움을 요청해야겠어요.
All right. 석진 is walking over toward us and he's going to say 당신 뭐야?
당신 뭐야? 이거 못 해?
You can't do this. What are you? All right. That was perfect. Can we ask 석진 to say the next line, which is what is your problem?
당신 뭐가 문제야?
One more time.
당신 뭐가 문제야?
Alright, thanks, 석진.
감사합니다.
Okay, so that was enough, I guess.
네.
And how about if you are already speaking in 반말? You don't have to say 당신 just because you're angry, right?
네.
You can just say
뭐야, 뭐가 문제야?
Or 네. 너 뭐야?
너 뭐야?
Exactly. So
네.
너 or 당신.
근데 너라고 하는 것보다 당신이라고 할 때가 더 기분이 안 좋은 것 같아요.
Of course, you're downgrading it from 존댓말.
네, 맞아요.
And if you're already speaking it, you know, in 반말, you're not downgrading anything.
네.
You're not upgrading anything either. But so 당신 makes a lot of people feel very, very bad and insulted.
네, 맞아요.
Okay? And usage number 2 and 3 were when you are translating from a foreign language or when you are writing a very general public message, such as songs and movie drama lines.
그리고 좀 느끼한 남자들이 이런 말을 많이 써요.
Cheesy guys say these sentences.
네, 석진 씨가 또 필요할 것 같아요.
We might need 석진 one more time. So the sentence that we want to ask 석진 to say is, your eyes are so beautiful.
당신의 눈은 참 아름다워요.
Oh, that was very, very cheesy.
너무 느끼해요.
How about the sentence, I dedicate this song to you.
당신에게 이 노래를 바칩니다.
정은 씨.
네.
Don't die. What was the word again? What is the word for to be cheesy?
느끼하다.
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 If, well, some spaghetti has too much cheese in it, and if the cheese flavor is too strong, people say
느끼하다.
느끼하다.
어, 느끼해요.
And if someone is cheesy, and I don't know how to describe it better, but in Korean we say
느끼한 남자. 느끼한 남자. 사람.
Cheesy guy or yeah, 느끼한 사람.
석진 씨는 정말 가끔 느끼해요.
Yeah, sometimes only. So in these cases, you are forced to use 당신 because you don't really know the name of the other person.
네.
Because you never know who will hear you or read you. Okay. And usage number four, when you are married and you are talking to your spouse, you say 당신 for like honey, sweetheart, and you know, etc.
네.
But other words that can replace 당신 also exist.
네, 맞아요.
So, for example, the most general term is
여보.
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 For some reason, my parents never say 여보.
아, 그래요?
To each other.
저희 부모님도 아주 가끔 쓰는 거
really?
같아요.
Really? 네. Like seldom?
네.
My father calls my mother 현우 엄마.
맞아요.
And my mother calls my father 현우 아빠. 현우's dad, 현우's mom.
맞아요. 젊은 사람들끼리 여보라는 말 잘 쓰는 것 같아요.
I think, yeah, young couples use 여보. But I think young couples, before they have children,
네.
they use this expression more often, which
맞아요.
is
자기.
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 한국 드라마 보면 자기야 이런 말 많이 나오잖아요.
yeah, yeah. I think that's very cute.
네.
So 당신, 여보, or 자기 are all words that you can use to your spouse.
네, 맞아요.
Alright, and usage number five, we told you that it is very rare that people use this, but let's take one example. For example, well, I am talking about someone who is very, very important.
네.
And I have to be very respectful to that person.
네.
And honorific. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about him. And what will be a good example? Maybe a president of a big company?
네, 맞아요.
Like 회장님?
회장님, 사장님.
Or my grandmother?
네.
if I'm not that close to her.
네, 맞아요.
I wouldn't say this, but if I am not close to someone and she or he is very old,
mm-hmm.
I will say 당신 to you know, replace the English word he or she.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 당신한테는, 당신께서, 당신이, 당신은. And I would not mean you or to you or, you know, for you. I would say for him, to him, and he or she will do something. Himself or herself. Or 당신께서 직접 하신대요.
네.
He says he will do it himself. Or 당신께서는 모르셨대요.
네.
He says he didn't know.
근데 거의 안 쓰죠.
Yes, that's right. Fewer and fewer people are using this usage.
네, 맞아요.
For 당신.
네.
So the first four usages that we introduced are the most common usages for 당신.
네.
And I think the cutest one is like for songs, I guess.
저도 그런 것 같아요. 근데 한국 노래 가사를 가지고 공부하는 청취자들이 많잖아요.
Exactly. There are a lot of listeners who are learning through Korean lyrics.
네, 맞아요. 그래서 그냥 말을 할 때도 당신이라는 말을 많이 쓰는데
Yeah, a lot of people use the word 당신 because of that reason maybe.
노래 가사에서는 좋지만
yeah.
직접 말을 할 때는 안 좋은 것 같아요.
It's good to say 당신 in song lyrics, but in actual conversations, please do not use 당신.
네, 조심하세요.
And if you have a textbook that teaches you some sentences like 당신은 누구입니까? 당신의 이름은 무엇입니까? Using 당신 in like real life situations.
네.
That is not a very good textbook.
맞아.
Unless it explains why it uses the word 당신.
네.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope we didn't use that kind of sentences in our sample phrases before, but now you know that 당신 is only used when it's inevitable to use. All right, that's it for today, and we'll see you soon in another lesson.
네, 여러분 코멘트 남겨주세요.
코멘트 남겨주세요. 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.